The United States and Iraq have come up with a draft agreement that includes a timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops within the next 4 years, but it's by no means a done deal. Today, the U.S. ambassador to Baghdad, Ryan Crocker, tried to allay concerns. He said the agreement would fully restore Iraq's sovereignty. Still, some of Iraq's political groups are calling for amendments. And this weekend, supporters of the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr staged a mass demonstration against the security pact. The world's Katie Clark has more.
Iraq watchers say on the plus side, the pushback shows that democracy, however fledgling, is taking hold in Iraq. Retired U.S. diplomat David Mack was deputy secretary of state in the early 90s.
I see it as a sign that we have real politics going on in Iraq, just like we have real politics going on in the United States.
Mack, who's now with the Washington-based Middle East Institute, says the negotiations over the security pact have been tough. For one thing, there's still a war going on in and around Baghdad.
Added to that, of course, is that Iraq has only very recently recovered its sovereignty, and the leaders of the Iraqi political system obviously want to show that they are not simply marching to the drum of an international occupier. So you have a certain amount of strong feeling on both sides, and some issues that might have been more routine in different circumstances are anything but routine.
Those issues include the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Iraq by the end of 2011 and the question of whether Iraq can prosecute U.S. troops and private contractors accused of serious crimes. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reiterated today that the agreement shouldn't threaten Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States is not seeking permanent bases in Iraq. We're not seeking permanent presence in Iraq. We're seeking to work with the Iraqi government to keep forces there until Iraqi forces can carry out their own security obligations.
Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabakh says he's certain the various political groups in Iraq will eventually come around, that despite their current opposition to the draft agreement.
Some of the political blocs, they feel that they do need to have certain amendments so that they could defend and they could promote this agreement to the Iraqi people.
Still, both Baghdad and Washington had hoped to conclude the so-called Status of Forces Agreement back in July, and negotiators are running out of time. The current UN mandate for U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq expires at the end of this year. Technically, that means that without an agreement, all U.S. military operations in Iraq would cease come December 31st. But Harvard Law School's Noah Feldman says that's not likely to happen.
Our policies, I think, are likely to remain substantially similar. The patrols are likely to remain substantially similar. You can't just roll up operations just because there's no legal fig leaf.
That said, Feldman, who worked extensively with the Iraqi Governing Council to draft an interim constitution, says he's not sure how both sides will come to an agreement on a document that essentially legitimizes the U.S. occupation of Iraq.
Frankly, the reason that there is no status of forces agreement in Iraq is that the Iraqi public has never, from the very first days of the American presence, been at all comfortable with the idea of authorizing the Americans to be there.
Noah Feldman says if Iraqi politicians continue to oppose a security agreement with Washington, the U.S. might have to take its chances and let the draft go up for a vote in Iraq's parliament and hope for the best. For The World, this is Katie Clark.